Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The head coach of the New England Patriots, who is helping himself to my blueberries
They're massive.
Is brought to you by Northeast.
The size of these things.
They're the big ones. They're the jumbo blueberries. Jumbos.
It's got to be Trader Joe's or something.
I don't like Trader Below's, I think I went to Wegmans.
There you go.
Mike Vrabel's brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with six New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains won't flow. And by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Victory shot time once again here.
Cheers.
Get us going. Congrats.
Cheers. Hello. Cheers.
That is 11 of them. All right. A little energy boost. And
really good.
A tradition, and we can't stop doing it.
That baby's going to come out just... immunified up and wake me up.
Yeah.
Get you going.
It will.
Well, late night last night. By the way, we were sold a bill of goods by the guys doing the broadcast, Buck and Aikman. They said you'd have the stash taken care of this morning. And it's
that was not on the top of my list. It was just trying to get down here this morning.
Okay. That's what it was. So you're going to keep it?
No. Probably gone today.
I like the cleats.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. And certainly, that's 11 wins and, a good effort here at home. And, that's a team. It's so interesting. Wiggy talks all about, has been talking a lot this season more than any other about parity in the league. And that's you look at that Giants team, they, beat the Eagles, beat the Chargers. It's, that's a football team that could have bothered you.
Well, I think they all can. You know, and if you don't show up ready to go and you don't do the things that are important to winning and you don't play complimentary and you take a nap, you lose. But I thought it was cool just talking about my shoes and the players' shoes and just the causes that they have and seeing, you know, Drake and the rest of our team and Gonzo, you know, things that they hold dear to them. I think is important. So I'm glad that they were able to do that on a national stage.
Now, I need you to give me the lottery numbers because I think it was last week you said Jones is going to pop a punt return, and he actually did it. What did you see on that play that ultimately led to him being able to score?
You got to get him started, mm-hmm. and to do that, you got to block the guys on the edges. I thought our guys did that. I thought Charles Woods, I thought Miles Battle did their job. Dell got them started, and then you're going to need some blocks, some legal blocks down there to spring them for a touchdown. And I thought guys were doing that. And you know, we do that on Friday, and it's not that pace, but it's like, okay, he catches the last one, and you know the show team's running down mm-hmm. on the punt, and everybody's kind of finishing, and he kind of weaves in and out and goes and scores. And I'm standing over there, I'm like, well, looks just like it did on Friday. I said, that's pretty good, or whatever Saturday was for us. So.
The last couple of weeks, we've asked you about the defense starting off slow, and how do you fix that? Last night, they were firing on all cylinders. They looked so fired up. Did anything change in practice this week that got them there, or it just was working for them?
No, I just appreciate how they came out, and they were aggressive. It'd been a while since we'd played, and it just was a long week, and we talked about attacking and aggressive and just saying, hey, if they're going to run a quarterback or if they're going to run a gadget play, it's hard to scheme these gadget plays up. And sometimes the best answer is violence. And some of those guys chose that, and that was good to see.
Obviously missing a couple guys on the line last night, but you get next man up from low.
Yeah, that's what this league is about, that and making sure that guys get in there. And, you know, Ben played a lot last week. Verdarian played most of the, you know, second half. And so they had a week of work. I thought it was a good plan that the players believed in, and ultimately they went out and performed, and I think we're excited about playing.
I heard a suggestion yesterday, somebody, an insider, that you guys wanted to make sure Will Campbell didn't rush himself back, hence putting him on.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that every player wants to get back as fast as possible. So there's a lot of reports on everything that we do. Not going to say which ones are close to accurate or which ones aren't. But eventually, I'm going to make the decisions on how the players play. Are they not? And I go through the same thing. Can they protect themselves? Can they make it worse? And then they can do their job up to what we expect of them and what they expect of themselves. And so we felt like the best thing was, put Will on IR. And he's working hard to come back, just like everybody else that wasn't available in the football game.
A lot of online and post-game pontificating saying that the Patriots were headhunting Jackson Dart. The New York media is all up in arms at the chippiness of the Patriots. What would you think? How would you describe the defense's performance last night?
I thought it was good. I thought it was excellent. I thought that I didn't see anything on the first view that would tell me that, and again, this is both sides, and this happens in this league, and if you're in bounds and you're not sliding, again, when Harold got him, I said, hey, you got to be careful. I don't think he was going for his head, and he just slid. Harold's coming at him, and he slid. I said, just got to be careful. Like this, we know when a quarterback slides, they're protecting him, and we have to go in, making sure that he's down and giving himself up, but we're not hitting him in the head or neck. We coach that all the time. We know that that's what happens. The quarterbacks are going to slide late. They're going to be protected. We can say anything we want about it. We just have to understand what they're calling and what we have to do. But if there's a football player running down the sidelines, we're going to have to, we're going to have to hit them. And let's just go through this every week on a Friday tape, and we put it on there. It's whatever quarterback of the week. It happens twice a week. They're over there prancing around, and you're going to get hit. And if we show that to Drake, and our defenders are being coached the same way, when I say, We better not get cued over there by the sidelines because this is legal, I turn around and tell the defense, if this is happening, we need to try to knock the shit as legally as possible.
Mike, we as fans, we always have expectations prior to the season, during the season, throughout the season.
I'm glad that they change.
They change. And so I was going to ask you this. As a coach, do you take that same approach? Like, does your expectations change throughout the season?
I think that's probably a good question. Our expectations are try to figure out what we need to do to improve, what we need to do to give ourselves a chance to win a football game, and try to do it as consistently as possible each and every week. Try not to get caught up too much in things that are interesting. We focus on things that are important and what we need to do the next week and what the next task is.
You brought up Harold, but then also Christian Ellis. It felt like it was a statement game for physicality for you guys. It looked like, for the naive eye like myself watching the game, that it was the most physical you guys looked this season. Did it feel that way for you? And was it a statement to the rest of the league of how physical you guys can be?
We don't need to make a statement to anybody in the league. We just need to focus on ourselves and try to continue to improve. And I always talk about earning the respect of the guy next to you and the guy across from you. That's all that we're trying to do. We take a lot of pride in the way we cover kicks. Said that, they were the top five kickoff return unit. We were number six in the league in kickoff coverage. I expect us to be top five in the league in kickoff coverage by the time the season ends. And so that was a challenge for us. And we have to go down there and send a message.
Courtney, I wouldn't say your eyes are naive. You go to a lot of football games.
I do.
I think we could actually, if you're able to take a look at the screen, Courtney was at a game on Sunday.
Where'd you go?
She was down in Pittsburgh.
Three Rivers.
Yeah.
I don't even know the Three Rivers.
The names of them, no.
Wow, that's a lot of Steeler gear for somebody that doesn't know the name of the rivers that the stadium actually sits on.
A lot of us notice that. There's a
lot of Steelers gear. Is
that the guy I met at the bar?
That's my husband,
He's got the champions hat on there.
Well, honestly, if you want me to explain myself, I'm on a Mike Vrabel tour. And so next week I think I'm headed to the Ohio State and then maybe after Walsh Jesuit in Ohio.
Season's Ohio State doesn't play.
Yeah.
Or maybe they do.
Well, I'm just going to walk the campus.
Walsh Jesuit unfortunately lost in the state semifinals.
Okay.
Some are calling it treason.
No. I was rooting against the Bills.
Traitorous activity.
Against the Bills.
I mean, did you have a good time? Did you guys hang out?
Yeah, big time.
I mean, at least if you'd be a fan, like you'd know the rivers, the names of the rivers that the stadium sat on.
Right,
who's your favorite all-time Steeler?
Probably you.
Wow, thank you. Yeah. That's a better answer.
Well, that's what I was getting.
She's got to name her kid Frankel.
That's a good
Rocky.
Answer.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So you got it out of the way. There you go.
So who's the fan? Ragged. So your husband's the fan?
No.
They both are.
One of my best friends has a very strong connection to the Steelers, so we go. Somewhere.
Very strong.
Yes. Very strong
connection. I mean, you want me to translate that off air?
I mean, I'm always repping the Pats gear, no matter what.
Nope, yeah, not a way.
I would never.
Well, you guys make a great couple.
Thank
I'm
you.
Happy Teach that you guys had a
Thank
good
you.
Time.
Teach yeah, we had a great time. Aaron Rodgers definitely doesn't have a wife, but other than that.
Ohio State was mentioned. They were talking to Brady this weekend on the Fox kickoff before Ohio State Michigan, and he was reminiscing on how many bets he lost to you with the Ohio State. What was the best thing you got Brady to do as part of those rivalry bets? That
they
you
wore my jersey for practice one day.
That's it.
And then it was whatever he wanted to bet, we would bet. So those were good Christmases for the kids back in the day to make a wager.
Yeah,
but I know he wore my Vrabel jersey.
That 94 jersey.
Yeah.
I know you don't like comparisons, but Curtis earlier this morning during his lead said that this season two for a quarterback, Drake is better than Tom Brady was season number two. Any input from you on that?
No, I mean it probably was a different offense. You know, I would say. I mean, there were probably more screen passes, more underneath throws to Troy Brown. I think it was just a different game back then. It was 2001, and so I don't think things had quite opened up like they have now and with the different personnel groups and the multiple receiver sets.
But could you say that there has been more on Drake's shoulders here through 13 weeks than was on Brady's in 2001? In terms of the roster, the team?
Yeah, I mean, that's a long time ago. I don't really have the best memory of that. I just think that the circumstances around that season were very unique. And Tom being able to step in there and you know, lead the football team and us, you know, 5-5 after 10 weeks and whatever that season was. I think they're all different, but certainly that one was unique and nothing that I've been a part of.
I don't want to pile on, but have you ever seen a kicker miss a ball like that?
I mean, I've done that. How many times do you smoke a drive down the middle of the fairway?
We were talking about that.
And make a six?
Yeah, why? We were saying you take a divot. You know, I mean, no contact ball, with the ball.
Just
a
saw just rolls right over the ball. I mean, yeah. Just pipe a drive.
It was like
D-cell and just sod comes over the ball. I don't know. I didn't know if it was a fake. I'm watching on sidelines. I'm what the, you know, and then.
Yeah.
It's like the turf monster got him.
Yeah, it's, again, I don't envy that position at all. That you know, yeah. Again, just being able to go out there and operate. And, again, nobody cares about the long snapper, the holder, and kicker until the operation isn't good. So I don't envy that position.
You talk about, you know, just the way your offense looks passing-wise, and just, you know, just the evolution of Drake May this season. You know, and some of those balls, especially some of those deep balls that he's just like dropping in a bucket. What have you seen from him as far as his growth through this season when it comes to his accuracy?
We talk about it every week, just the accuracy to move off of the spot or transfer up into the pocket, keep his eyes downfield, remain calm and not tense, I think is pretty critical. I think that there's an athletic delivery and there's a looseness that, you know, sometimes if anything you do something you try to, you know, whether you're playing baseball or trying to hit a golf ball like we're just talking about, and you're trying to choke the life out of the grip and you're just squeezing it so tight that it just, there's nothing to it. And I just think that watching him throw sometimes that there is just there's a looseness and there's an athleticism to him that allows him to be accurate and put the ball where he wants to.
Pretty ball. He does have a pretty ball.
We were talking about Steph Diggs at the beginning of the show. He was talking to media after about how the team is keeping each other accountable. He also talked about the little back and forth with you that was funny on the sideline when he was helping the guy up that he knocked over. You said, go, go, go.
He's, I'll help right. him up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like we were served a narrative about him that was very negative before he got here, and it was clearly wrong. How proud are you of him that he's been able to prove himself, not just on the field, but also as the type of guy he is to the rest of New England?
Well, I think it just goes back to the recovery and the rehab, how hard he worked. And again, we didn't want to put a timeline on anything, but he was ready to go. He's practiced, I would imagine, every single day or every day that we've, you know, wanted him to practice by plan. And he's remained durable. He has an energy and a spirit to him that I think the guys gravitate towards. But I would say the biggest thing and the thing that I'm most probably impressed by is that he has the ability to laugh at himself. I mean, this is nowadays it's hard. Sometimes guys, you know, I mean, he's in the public eye and you don't have the ability to laugh at yourself and you take yourself way too seriously. And I appreciate that with everybody and especially Steph and that, you know, whether guys are getting on Drake or they're getting on Steph. And I think that's the thing I'm probably most proud of. And if they make fun of me, then I got to laugh at it. And I think that's all part of it. It's all part of being a team.
You've talked about frustrations sometimes in the red zone. You end up that first drive last night and walk away with 3, not 7. I'm sure that's something that you're.
Yeah, we'll look at it. We'll continue to try to, you know, figure out how to get it in there. And make sure that we're doing everything that we can to score touchdowns. And, you know, it's just the precision and the timing and everything has to be perfect. And, you know, if you run it, you got to score with your guy. You got to move somebody into the end zone. And so there's a lot of things that go into it. And those aren't excuses. Those are that's the facts. And those are things that we have to continue to improve on.
Big bye week plans. You guys going away for a bit. What's the players looking like for time off this week?
The players will have plenty of time. The coaches will have plenty of time. I think that everybody's earned the right to get away from here, but also focus on things that we can do to improve and places that we can put the players to help them, whether that's the red zone or both phases, you know, whatever it is that we're doing. It's figuring out if there's things that we need to tinker with. I don't think he can make wholesale changes this time of the year, but you know, there's something that we can do that can help us in some of those areas that maybe aren't up to par with some of the other ones that we'll have to do. And then get back and prepare for Buffalo, a huge division game here at home.
How pleased were you with the balance of your special teams, offense and defense, last night's game?
I mean, it was fun to watch. It felt like there was a flow, felt like they were feeding off each other. There was an energy. We asked that the special teams set the table for us in each phase and, you know, get the drive started if it's a return. And you know, we did that, obviously, on the punt return and, you know, being able to cover kicks and do those things that are going to help the defense and create some energy. And it certainly did. And anytime you can turn the football over in that area, you know, albeit it led to 3 points, but still critical 3 points.
Do you like the fact that, because I'm enjoying the fact of what they did, especially for the kickoff return rule, where it actually has turned that play back into something, whether it's a big return or in last night's game, a huge play on a kickoff coverage.
I think that you have to be sound, and you can see that there's a lot of early down contributors on those phases. So, you know, I mean, you just see that. We have starting players that are on that unit, and you know, we have to continue to work and see how we can improve a kickoff return. But I mean, it's the league refers to it as an action play, and you know, there's a lot of action on it.
Want to get your opinion as a guy who coached in college a little bit. We've been talking about Lane Kiffin, and just in general, good thing or a bad thing when it comes to college? Do they need to adjust the way the hiring process goes when you have a guy leave a program like that? Where they're at right now?
I mean, here's what I would say. I would say that it's close. The NFL doesn't have everything figured out, and it's not perfect. But I would say that any chance that they could have and mirror the rules that we have, whether that's on the playing field, off the field, timeline, et cetera. I mean, when you start paying players, it's professional football. And I do think that the NFL has some really good ideas, and they've done it, and they've worked through a lot of these potholes and things that happen along the road. And we should try to help them manage their game the best that we can.
Did it ever get close or theoretical in your mind, the opportunity to return to college as a head coach, maybe at Ohio State, when you were fired from Tennessee, or was it always stay in the NFL?
I mean, I looked at every opportunity that was presented to me, and that opportunity wasn't presented to me. So, you know, I would say that I would have looked at anything that, I mean, when you get fired, you're not ready to, beggars can't be choosers.
Well, thank God it didn't happen. Right. We're glad you're here. Courtney wants you to coach the Steelers. Oh, but that's a whole different
thing. Are you from there? Or where are you from? Like Erie, PA?
She's a New England girlie. It says it on her bio. Yeah. But I don't. Yeah, I am. On Instagram.
Yeah. Sue me for supporting a friend. Gosh, you know, I went the extra mile.
You go to Duquesne
on a sweatshirt
or something? You go to Robert Morris?
No, BC. It'd
be like, you got into BC?
Yeah.
Wow. I'd be like you wearing a Michigan shirt.
Look at that. There's the husband with the terrible toddler towel.
That's cute. Yeah, I would say that's cute. Right?
I got a onesie too. Yeah. Very cute. All right. It was a good time.
We'll let you get to work.
You guys are sitting in a suite too at Three Rivers. Oh,
that's really nice.
Look at that.
Yeah. Nice. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice to have loyal fans when you're the Steelers. All right, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Have
a great week. We appreciate it. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks. That is the conversation with the coach on WEEI, brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.